Thank you for holding. Is this Tyler?
Yeah. This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
So far, so good. Tara said she sent you a couple text messages there.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah,
I felt something.
Yeah, there's two of them, it looks like, here. So one of them is a link to our Google Partner credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is a link to our Google reviews. And look like she sent the pricing page over, so I need to send you the pricing. But yeah, she said you had some questions about like who we are or what we do.
I just gotta confirm who you are.
Okay.
I've heard of you all, and I need to make sure I'm putting the money in the right spot.
Yeah, ourselves. We promote the business owners. So most of the companies we work with, I mean, it's not like we're saying, hey, you know, we did this. You know, you'll see them up there, but we're not, you know. They have, like, sponsored Google Ads, Google Guarantee, or Google Places placements. Our company was founded in 2004. We're a premier Google partner. So we're in Fountain Valley, California, in Orange County. And the Google Building 1 is right next door to us here in Irvine. So it's, like, right across the street. You could see it if you go onto that Google Maps and kind of, like, look at us and then pivot. You could see the Google headquarters right behind us. So we're actually the highest-rated Google partner in the industry. I think that's why she sent you the Google Partner credentials, because there's a directory where you could actually look up and see what companies are affiliated with Google. So if you contacted Google...
If I contacted Google, I guess it would... Because I guess what I'm getting at is you don't... companies aren't going directly to Google to get these companies published.
Yeah, they would go through the Google partners. Even if you called Google and you were like, hey, I want you guys to host a Google ad for me and make sure it's working, they would tell you, you need to get in touch with a Google partner. They don't even do that at the Google headquarters. They have partner companies that handle the advertising portion of it.
Cool. And then do you have a way, like, do you have reviews or something, you know, like, or just some way to...
Yeah, I think those are the two things that she texted you. One was a link to, like, our reviews. And then the other, so that you can see all platforms. Like, on Google, we have 901 reviews, 4.2 star. Featured customers, we have 1,355 with a 4.8 star out of 5. Bird Eye, we have 783 reviews with a 4.9 out of 5. So, yeah.
All right, cool. So,
obviously, as a Google partner, if we wanted them to all be 5 star, we can make it that way, but... But we leave it up there for transparency.
Okay, so I'm pulling up. I'm like 2 minutes from my office, so bear with me if you hear a bunch of stuff. I'll be walking into my office, and I can speak a little more clearly with you guys. But I'm interested. I got it. I would love some help in expediting the process to get my business page
verified.
Dude, it's taking forever. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, easy. I see it here, actually.
Okay. It's not published yet, or is it published?
It's viewable, but it's not, like, published, like, to the general public. If somebody looks up your business name, though, they could definitely find it. Business name, address, and phone number. It'll pull up, but it's not actually a verified listing. So you have to complete your Google verification.
Which?
You send in, like, license, insurance. It'll ask for, like, photos of the workplace, vehicle, work truck. I'll send you the form. You have to fill it out in order to have the first page placement anyway.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I thought I was pending already.
No, because once you do the pin, like, they send you a little pin in the mail, and then you put the 5-digit number on the back of the Google business profile, then there's a second step where they'll actually contact you, and then they'll ask you, like, send in a video, these pictures, et cetera, et cetera.
So are my reviews published yet? Like, is my business page and reviews on them?
No, I don't see any reviews on there.
Yeah, that's the problem I'm having. You can't Google me right now. Like, you can find my website, but you can't.
Yeah, you have to actually have that Google business profile up and running and somebody be logged into their email, go in there and write those reviews. You can't, like, copy those reviews from somewhere and paste them onto Google. Google has verified reviews, so it's really hard to cheat the system.
No, I've sent the link out. It asked me to get reviews. And I've sent the link out to several of my previous homeowners, and they've left reviews because that's what the verification was requiring. So I copy the link, send it to them. They posted reviews, but then I Google my company.
Nothing.
And you can't find my company anywhere. Like, there's no stars, there's no reviews, there's no...
There's not even a Google business profile that's showing as, like, published. Like, I can view it, but it's just saying that it's not, like, verified. So they maybe just have a hold on it until they can actually verify the information. They're not going to put something out there that they can't verify and then have people, like, clicking on it, calling it, you know? What if you're, like, a fly-by-night company or, you know what I mean?
Right. So do you know how long that takes? Or are you...
Well, the PIN usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail, and then once they have you get the PIN, you input it, and then they say it takes about 48 hours, sometimes longer. When you're not running, like, Google Ads or doing a Google Places placement, like any kind of paid advertisement, they're not really in any kind of rush, you know? It's just kind of like, okay, you know, we'll process it. We'll get to you eventually. You know what I mean? They jump on these guys because we know that these guys are actually going to be running like a Google ad or something where they're making money off of it. So those guys will always get priority. So a lot of times the ones that come through, we create them and actually submit them to Google versus if you're trying to submit it yourself. You know, that could be long and tedious. And then even once you've verified yourself, you know, yeah, there's a lot of optimization that you'd have to do on the back end just to be compatible for your industry, and then you're still going to want to team up with a partner or even like an SEO company in order to increase the ranking so that way you even show up for, you know, any of your services. Right now you don't even show actually for your business name. If I look up Coltex Roofing and Gutters, I'm getting, you know, Foothills Roofing and Exterior. Well, yeah, I mean, you're still getting the search results page, but you're getting your competitors, you know, again, like Roof Tech, Foothills Roofing.
Well, I couldn't even scroll down and find me at all. So that's what I was like, dude, I don't understand how long it's going to take for my business to pop up at all.
Yeah. Well, we'll knock that out for you. I mean, that's the main thing. The reason we were calling you is because we had a local listing, and then Tara was telling me that you wanted to, like, have an ad campaign, too, which is, like, a unique package to kind of promote a sponsored ad in the DFW area, because we don't have local listings available in DFW right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Yeah, they're at a max capacity. DFW's been, like, one of the most profitable areas, like, ever since I started working here. Like, one of my first clients ever was a roofer in DFW area, Texas. Yeah, and he's been doing it for, like, almost 10 years straight.
Yeah, I've been I've been working in Texas most of my career for roofing, but I just branched out here last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get this going. I want to get some advertising. I'm more frustrated that my company's not showing up and it's going to take forever.
Easy fix. No, it's not going to take forever. Easy fix. I can say the paperwork, get started on it. By this time next week, we'll have it verified. You'll be viewable. Obviously, the optimization and everything, you know, there's a platinum package that I could put you on for that local listing. Let me see here. You don't have a website at all?
No, I do. Everything. I have everything I need. Just Google's not cooperating.
Gotcha. Okay. I couldn't find the website.
And my website's going to be optimized for the algorithm. I'm pretty good at that. So I'm in the process of putting all the cities in my website.
That's more like for SEO. I mean, I could put you on the first page with no website at all. I was just asking if you had one because I didn't have one up here. But it's not like it used to be. Back in the day with like SEO, you had to do all this like backlinks, meta tag, had to have a site, keywords had to map to the site. Like, you know what I mean? That's so outdated for... You know, since like 2018, it hasn't been that way. All right, I can put you on our platinum package bundle, but I could reduce the monthly price. I'd get it down to $299, but that's only going to cover the about a 40-mile radius around you locally for the 9655 West Colfax address that you already had the PIN verification sent to.
Yeah, 40 miles is fine for that for now, but.
Yeah, and if you want to do anything bigger than that, then we have to do Google Ads on top of the local listing.
Yeah, I think I'm open to it. Let's get it going. Let's do that direction. I gotta walk up to my office though. It's on the third floor.
No worries. I have to verify all this information anyway while you do that. But if we
I'm
cut out,
I'm gonna put you in my jacket pocket.
Okay.
I have like my lunch in my hand. I got like my gym bag. I got a ton of shit with me. So
hold me close.
I'm
gonna put you
in my jacket. Yeah, I'm going to put you in a jacket pocket. And then I get to my office, we can knock this out. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Don't hang up. Stay on the line.
All right.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready. I'm over here biting down on a sandwich. I found Home Advisor. You like that service?
I just started.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm giving them 1 month.
Man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You give us a month, and I'm pretty sure you'll probably cancel that. Those guys are a reseller, so they just get their leads from Google, and then they resell them to people, like, individually.
Yeah, I knew that. And I haven't had anybody. Dude, it's been a fucking headache. I'm going to say it right now. This has been an absolute fucking nightmare getting this shit started. Because I can't get a hold of anybody with Google, and then I had some issues with my website this morning.
Yeah,
every
business owner outsources it, Tyler. Like it's really rare. Like unless they're like a super cheapskate, where people actually try to do it themselves, but then they'll figure it out at some point. Like okay, you're gonna hit a wall, and then you kind of cave in.
The website, you know that the pricing for maintaining a domain it varies from hundreds to thousands, but they all typically do the same thing, just on different skill levels.
Well,
but I was.
You can get them pretty cheap. You can get them a lot cheaper than that. Like we usually like, if we have a customer who just wants us to build them a website and do hosting, like we charge them $500 to build the site, and then we charge $49.99 monthly for the hosting of the site. So it's a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm good on the website right now.
Yeah, actually the deal that I'm giving you, the $299 includes the site though, Tyler. So like we wouldn't charge you any hosting fee or to build the site if you're doing the Google advertising with us.
Yeah, but I already have the site.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm saying like if you wanted us to host it, I mean we could host it without extra cost to you. I don't know if you're paying somebody that $100 a month or whatever for hosting, but I feel like that would be unnecessary.
It's like I use Squarespace for the 100 and something a year.
Yeah,
and then I built everything myself.
Yeah, so we could just use the one that you have. I would recommend that. You know, you've already invested to it at this point. Might as well attach it, put it up there, and make you some money.
All right, give me just a second. I just.
Your address, it's coming back like as a discrepancy in your address that was PIN verified. Is it supposed to be 9655 West Colfax Avenue?
Yeah. What is it?
Okay.
What do they have?
W.Colfax. No avenue in the West isn't spelled out, and so the stupid AI is like, the AI is just not picking it up. So they're
that'll
like,
probably help it get pushed through, huh?
Yeah. There's a little red exclamation point on there, but it's gone now.
Just a second. I'm going to put you on brief hold. 2 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, you there?
Yep, I'm still here with you.
All right, cool.
All right. So I'm just going to just re-verify everything that I have here. So the business name, it's going to always appear as Coltex Roofing with the asterisk sign for and then gutters. Are you an LLC or, like, incorporated at all?
S-Corp.
S-Corp. Okay. So I'll just leave it, like, just Coltex Roofing and gutters. I don't think you want to put...
It's an ampersand. Yeah, Coltex Roofing, ampersand... Mm-hmm. And gutters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Verify. What I call it, an asterisk, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what do you call it?
I called it an asterisk sign, yeah. I think the proper terminology is ampersand. Or ampersand. Let me Google it. It's actually
ampersand.
Oh, how weird. So if I put asterisk, it actually comes up. That's really weird. It comes up as both. But asterisk could also be another little symbol. I guess asterisk just comes up as a meaning for... it has two different... Well, then it's showing this as like a pound sign. No, it's definitely ampersand. Yeah, you had it right. You learn something new every day. I've been doing this for I don't know how long. What's your last name, Tyler?
Dill Bickle.
Okay. And are you the sole owner, or do you have a partner when you got to run this by?
No, it's just me.
Okay. And then what's the business email address? I'm required to send you everything in writing.
Tyler at ColtexRoofing.com.
Tyler at ColtexRoofing.com. And so for, like, your DFW location, you have, like, a separate address and everything for that one? Like, same name,
no,
address, different phone number? Or?
It's all remote, so we're going to use my Lakewood address for Texas.
Okay. Yeah, so in order to do that, we'll have to get a Google Ads campaign up and running, which we could do whenever you're ready to launch that. The starting budget that they recommend for the DFW area is going to be $300, and obviously you can make it more from there. But those ones are pay-per-click, so you'll show up in the sponsored section, and they charge about anywhere from $2 to $3 per click.
Yep.
Don't gotta obviously do that today, but just food for thought. Whenever you're ready, at least you have a general idea on what to expect.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Well, we're gonna wait until I need to get this fucking Google shit figured out first.
Yeah, we got you. That's it's easy fix. Like I said, I'll actually send you the Google verification form right now, because that's the next step that you needed to complete anyway. So let me just. Pictures needed for Google verification. Bam. And then we'll submit that as a Google partner. If there's anything that you're missing, it just lets you know at the bottom. You just check the box and say you're okay with us calling. And then we'll just three-way call with Google on the line.
Yeah.
Yep. So we actually have multiple reps in-house at the Google headquarters. But we usually only, like, bother them if it's serious. You know, there's something preventing our client from actually getting... listed or getting calls or anything like that.
What's the name of this company that you're with?
Local Splash.
Okay,
Splash.
There you go. I got. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I didn't see the email. There we go.
Yep. All right, perfect. And then let me go back here. Submit. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We'll do 7 to... 70. I think what I'm going to keep this at for advertising, 7 to shit, I can't remember. We're going to be open every day besides Sundays, but for the hours, do 8 to 8.
8 to 8?
Yeah, 8 to 7 p.m.
8 to 7. Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7, because most of this, I'm going to keep the office closed, but nobody's going to ever walk into my office, so it's all just my
job. I hid your address, by the way, and I deactivated the turn-by-turn directions on your listing, so it's not set up for them to actually, like, show up at your doorstep or anything like that. You're in an industry where you're going to the customer, so I just kind of did it without, I should have asked you first, but unconsciously, I'm like, okay, roofing contractor, nobody's bringing a roof to you, so I hid it. Okay, and then you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yes, I accept it when I can.
Okay. And you offer financing?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then I don't actually have your domain name to attach to the Google Business profile, and it's not currently listed on the other one. What's the name of the website?
For my website?
Yeah, that's the domain name.
Yeah, coldtexroofing.com.
Simple. Okay. Let me just, I should have just looked that up myself here. Okay, it's loading. Let me take a peek at it here. See what you got going on. Okay. Oh, yeah. I like that. Took a second to load. I like the black and orange. The logo's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is actually good. You did this yourself?
Yeah, I'm not even halfway. Dude, I got so much shit going on. I have to dedicate some time tomorrow.
Hey,
morning to
Yeah, you did good. I see business owners all the time tell me they try to create their own website, and I'm like, oh, man, here we go. I was not expecting it to look this clean.
I got some training from, like, a pretty big company as far as algorithms go, and, like, I'm going to have a separate page, like, separate landing pages that you can't get to from the main website, but it'll say, like, if you Google Littleton Roofing Company, I'll have a page that's titled Littleton Roofing Company.
Nice.
You know, so if you go to our locations, I'm going to service every single little town that's inside of Denver and surrounding areas and just make separate pages for each little town.
Yeah.
But yeah,
town probably has like a different feel to it, you know, with the type of roofing and everything, you know. I noticed
that
a
lot. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of time, but it's going to be a specialized like page for each little town. And it'll say, you're professional Littleton roofer. And then they'll find it as full text, you know, so.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. We actually do that with our custom website designs where you have an unlimited amount of pages. So a lot of times what guys do, they don't usually do it geographically like that. That's kind of a cool idea because it personalizes it for them in their area. But they usually do like each individual service, you know, like they'll have tile roof, shingle roof, metal roof. They have like a tab for each one. But I kind of like the idea of having it by town. That's cool. I haven't actually come across somebody that does it that way.
I'm going to have a bunch of different tabs. Not on the main page, but like I'll have a bunch of little one-offs that you
hyperlink.
Can do by clicking. Yeah, a bunch of different. See, I don't even know the name of it. So I'm gonna have a bunch of different hyperlinks that are titled much differently, but all kind of the same. But it's not gonna clutter the home page. You'll have to get there from the bottom or something.
What some of my clients have found, like they build these really fancy sites and they get up there and it's like a lot of times we can actually monitor like how often people visit the site or how long they stay on it. A lot of times it's just they look at it for a couple seconds. Mostly what they check for is like verification and your license number and stuff like that. And then they just call you, you know, at that point they just want to talk to you about it. But you know, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a bad idea. Or a waste of time or anything like that, because it's something that you're going to have for a long time. But websites are definitely overvalued sometimes, especially if you don't have the Google placement. It's kind of in my opinion, it's a waste of time without the placement. But obviously now it's going
to
be worth it.
Well, you got to put the money in the right spot. That's why I'm trying to understand exactly. I'm researching on it now. But, yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing. Of course, you're going to have some people that aren't happy with you calling so much.
Mad
at me. Look, what I'm looking for I'm looking for lead generation.
Exactly.
I primarily do a lot of my own lead generation to the best of my ability, but there's certain stuff that I can't do, like what we're talking about right now. I can't do it.
I mean, the reality is your competitors are working with a Google partner, so it's like it'd be impossible for you to really compete with them without partnering up with a Google partner like ourselves. The benefit to you is we're a premier status Google partner, so we're literally like the cream of the crop. It's just as high as you can get up the chain as far as working with a Google partner. It's as close as you can get to working with Google directly, not just geographically, but like from a literal marketing standpoint. So we'll definitely be able to see the keywords and like what's in the analytics, like what's working best for you. We won't be playing a guessing game like, let's throw them up there for this and see what works. You know, we have data that goes back like 10 plus years where we can.
And I'll be honest, man, most of the people in my industry, roofing, they're not tech savvy. They just, they're construction. They don't really care about
the
website.
They outsource it.
And then it becomes very, like, they're all the same. So I'm going to separate my company quite a bit, but I also need help with clicks. I hate doing pay per click, but sometimes.
Yeah. We'll have to do that. And, I mean, unless you had an address, you know, in the DFW area, you know, and then even if you did have an address, we would have to wait for an opening for the DFW area anyway. I mean, the only way for you to really show in DFW at this time, since you don't have an address over there and we don't have a listing available locally, you have to run Google Ads. I mean, that's literally the only way. Anybody that tells you anything different is, you know, I'd run for the hills because that's just not true.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. I know. I've done my research. Honestly, dude, I'm just more frustrated at Google right now because of them. You can't get a hold of anybody. So I'm glad you called, but damn, you can't get a hold of anybody. I'm like, dude, I need to get this shit going.
Yeah, Google doesn't usually handle this. Like, if you look at, like, that partner program, the Google partners are the ones who handle the marketing and advertising. When you call Google headquarters, like, literally, I don't know if you've ever visited a Google headquarters, but if you ever go out to California, I definitely recommend it. They have Northern, Central, and Southern California locations. So you can pretty much drive to any one of them if you're in California. But it's not what you think. Like, they don't have, you know, a bunch of guys like me that are actually doing programming for the business owners. We're all working at different branches of Google partners. They've delegated those responsibilities. At the actual headquarters, they do like product development and stuff. So they actually like are building like Google glasses, you know, working on the Google phone. They own YouTube. So the like YouTube TV is produced there. Like you go in there, it wouldn't look anything like you probably imagine it in your head.
Yeah.
Like what is this guy rolling around on? Like, oh, it's the Google bike. Like what?
Yeah,
it's like a new e-bike on Google, you know, you can search on the internet while you're riding your bike. It's like total road hazard, but there's like testing it. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so I have your business.
Email, and I'm waiting on my insurance guy to give me my policy. He said it's going to take 48 hours.
Perfect.
So I have to wait on insurance license. Same thing, that's a G13 license.
No worries. Tyler, on average, it takes guys like 4 or 5 days to get back to me with that form. So, I mean, as soon as you can get it, fine. But, you know, we still, I mean, it's not really a rush. Yeah. I've had guys where I sign them up and then I've helped them, like, get their LLC, get their license. They didn't even know, like, what they had to do, but they ended up qualifying for it because they were already running promotions online and they had been in business for a while. But, you know, sometimes people operate and do some shady things. There's also states where the license isn't required, believe it or not.
I know. Florida.
Yeah. And like certain industries. Yeah. Florida is definitely a big one. So, you know, if it's required by your state and you don't have it, they say that you just basically ask if he's planning on getting it or intending to get it. They'll go ahead and promote you. There's no problem with promoting you, but you obviously run the risk if something happens when you do go out on those jobs, you know, it could fall back on you.
Right.
Yeah. So, like kind of interact.
Yeah, I usually pull my brother. He has a roofing company, and that's what I used to work for. And so he usually pulls my permits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had guys with like three different owners, and you know the company does like four different things. So they got like electrical license, a plumbing license, you know what I mean? And then they just send them in, and it's like Google. It literally just, as long as it comes back as valid when they process it, they're like, okay, you know what I mean? And then they already see you guys are working with us, so it's really easy to get your verification done. That's what I was saying. Like, don't worry about that. We'll get you squared away and make sure it's up and running. That's like the easiest part of what we do. I would say that the verification is like the easiest part. Okay. I got this done. I got your hours. Everything's checking. Okay. Website's good. All right. So I got this profile good. And then you got the verification form. Let me go and submit. Okay. So they're going to want to interview you. They want to do what's called a client interview. We have to schedule this for tomorrow. What time do you think would be best for you? It usually takes like 30 to 40 minutes.
Let's do morning, and I'm going to be in my office at 9:30, but hang on just a second.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. I'll text you an hour before, too, as like an automated message that'll come through.
Yeah, I'm doing mountain time.
Okay.
So
yeah, so you're 1 hour ahead. It's 2:55 here. I can schedule you between 9 and 10 mountain time. 8 and 9 here. Will that work?
Yes.
They asked for a whole hour window just in case the call goes over. You have extra questions. It's actually going to be with a separate technician, but they're going to review the analytics for roofing contractors in your area. We'll have some recommended keywords for you, but you have final say on everything. So we'll run those by you, get your keywords knocked out, and get it all customized for you.
Cool. All right.
Boom. Time still.
And then who would I contact about bad Google reviews?
Bad Google reviews? Oh,
yeah.
So yeah, the review monitoring is a part of your package. So we have an app actually, and you can dispute reviews through your app. So you're gonna get a separate email tomorrow. It's they'll send it at the end of your client interview, and it's gonna have a username, a password, and a YouTube video show you how to like download the app and then how to use the app. But you could dispute reviews from there, and then it is a verified review process. So they actually have to like log into their email and then write the review, and that way we could verify like who it came from, you know. That way like one of your competitors can't just like jump on there and write a bunch of bad stuff about you and it's like not even a customer,
right.
You know. But the tracking system actually has like a little tab in there where you could plug in the customer's number and it'll send them a live message like to your Google business profile asking them how about their experience and to write the review too. So if you do want to go back to some people and just kind of like plug in their number and send that over nonchalant, they'll just kind of receive it and they could star rate it and fill it out if they like.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely have all the tools that you need with the platinum bundle that I have you on. So I basically gave you as much bells and whistles as I could, or access to as many bells and whistles as I could without charging you the full price. So I gave you like the best package at the lowest rate for the local listing. And then that way, if you want to bundle like the ads later, it's going to make it a lot more cost efficient. Instead of you spending like almost $1,000 a month, you'll be closer to like $600. Okay. And then, okay, so I got the client interviews. Oh, crud. And you said the email is just tyler@coltexroofing.com?
Yeah. Tyler@coltexroofing.com.
Yeah, for some reason it bounced back. Let me try it. Oh, there it goes. Okay. There's a space in there when I entered it. There it goes. All right, save. Save, invite all guests. Okay, perfect. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Tyler, how did you want to do that?
I'll do it with a card, but so I need to, I guess, send me some kind of breakdown of what we're doing here with the $299.
Yeah, so everybody, when you sign up, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing. It is month to month, so you're not actually like committing to like 6 months or a year or anything like that, but you get a written service agreement. So I could send you like a copy of one. This won't be the actual one until I like process it, but I can show you exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, so I need to see what the $299 is doing.
I got you. Oh, here. So you need pricing. So let me give you pricing page.
Yeah, I don't have the.
No worries.
Somebody sent me some pricing thing at all.
Yeah, I thought my rep sent it over, but it looks like she did
yeah,
it. Here you go. So that's the pricing page, and then I'll also send you the service agreement so you can see exactly what that looks like. But on the pricing page, what I'm putting you under is the platinum package bundle. So that's the one, if you scroll all the way down, it's the most expensive.
Hey, it hasn't came through yet. Give me just a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The email, right? You emailed it to me?
No, I texted it to you. Sorry, I should have said that. Yeah, I was just trying to make it convenient. I know you had a gym bag in your hand, so I'm like, I don't know, this guy's outside somewhere. And so in your subscription terms, what it'll have you under is the platinum package bundle. So you'll have all our products and features in the platinum package, not the platinum premiere, but the platinum package. And then I waived all setup fees on your campaign, and I reduced the monthly price to just $299. So instead of $898 the first month. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's platinum. I see one most popular. It says platinum for $599 a month.
Yep.
And
that's
the $299 setup fee. But then what does it go to my second month?
No. I'm waiving your setup fee for you.
Okay. And then what's it going to be monthly?
$299. $299 out the door, Jay. $299 monthly. Platinum package and all of its contents.
Okay. Sweet. So I'm going to get...
That's all the bells and whistles I can get you on a Google Places placement. So Google Places is that local listing in Colorado. So, and then I added all the additional features that I possibly could. And then I basically just waived the setup fee for you, and I reduced the monthly price down to $299. Because I have a feeling this is going to turn into an ads campaign in the Texas area. So when we do cross that bridge, then you're paying $599 or like $600 instead of paying like $599 plus another $300. You know, it's basically $1,000. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we're going to waive the setup fee, and then I'll just pay my first month up front today, or?
Correct, for the $299, and that's just for the local listing. And so we're only running this local listing in Colorado until you give us the heads up that you want to do the DFW stuff with the Google ads. Otherwise, we're not touching it. Your agreement will just stay $299 month to month as long as you're with us.
I'll need to do for both Texas and Colorado. And you'll just have to explain to me, like a noob, just explain to me how that's going to work when you want to start doing the advertising for Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, so
I put that, like you said, but if something does open up, would you let me know?
Yeah, exactly. But you'd also have to have an address over there where we could send your Google PIN. Like, I could still hide your address. Yeah, so that way people aren't showing up because the industry that you're in, I could still hide the address. But we just need somewhere we could send that postcard and then verify by you receiving it, you know what I mean? Or even have somebody there to receive it.
Can we use my house?
Yeah, of course. But we have to have a local listing available. And that's really the problem. Yes. It's been almost 3 years since we've had opening for DFW. I know personally I have a guy that I've been working with almost 10 years consecutively down there for roofing. Okay. Yeah. So, and that was like one of the first people I ever signed up when I started working here. They don't really let those listings go because it's like the amount of work that they bring in each month, you know, when you're only paying $600 a month, it's, you know, it's like a drop in the bucket.
But there's a lot of companies that just started this past couple of years, so I anticipate some of them are going to last. So hopefully one does open up. But if it does open up, I'll have to hop on it. But yeah, let's do Google Ads too.
You know what I mean? Like, Google Ads is not like that. So if you want to do Google Ads or even Google Guarantee, which is like a pay-per-lead system, and we only give the lead to you with a customer live on the line, so that's a really cool system. You got to go through a pretty lengthy background check, but that's something that we can enroll you into. So just food for thought. I think this is kind of like the starting phase, you know? Start small, try to maximize your return.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be my rep from moving forward, as long as I have this account? Are you my guy, or is it going to be tossed around?
So, there's an account management team here that's going to help me with fulfillment, but I will provide you with my direct number and extension if you want to be able to get a hold of me directly. But I'd be lying if I said, hey, I'm the only one that's going to talk to you, because the client interview tech that's going to call you tomorrow is a different person.
Right. But I guess for like when I have questions or issues, I could just call you.
Yeah. Like we speak the same lingo. So if you want something explained pretty quickly or done quickly, I'd be your guy for that. Absolutely. If you want to upgrade a package and you want more explanation on how all of it works, and I'm definitely your go-to for that. But we have specialists in every department.
We'll do this on my card, but what can I expect? I pay this $299 for this month, and then kind of what are the next steps? I know we have that interview tomorrow. After we do the interview, what else?
You also want to fill out your verification form that I sent you earlier. So you want to fill that out. Yeah, submit that. Then you obviously want to go into a client interview, get that knocked out. The PIN verification letter, they haven't actually told me if we're going to have to resend it out to you. If we do have to resend it out to you, I'm just going to do it automatically. I'm not going to be like, hey, they told us we need to send it out. Is that okay? I'm just going to send it. That usually takes 5 to 7 days to get. Or we could do a phone verification over the phone, too, where I could just get a rep on the line and we'll just verify the listing that way. That's usually the fastest way to do it, but they also tell us don't do that unless it's like last resort. They'd rather you actually send in your paperwork and they can verify it that way. So usually it takes our clients, I would say, probably about two to three weeks before they're actually able to start seeing like return on investment from the campaign. Month two is where it's really going to pop for you, because once we have things running, you don't have to go through that whole setup process again. Like, once your verification's done, you'll never have to go over that again unless you, like, move to a different address or change your number or something.
Okay.
So it'll be pretty much set in stone on that. But it does usually take probably like a 2 to 3 week turnaround before you're actually able to see results from the campaign.
What will my results be? I'll just be getting more, I guess, clicks, and then and obviously I'm not playing.
You'll see. You'll know. Like, you'll feel the difference. You'll be like, what's going on? And then there's also a tracking system, too. So, like, the tracking system and app will actually track, like, all the leads that are coming from the first page placement. So you'll be able to see what it's bringing in, and if you're missing calls, it'll still save their information, so you're not losing out on those leads, you know? They'll ask you about reviews.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to see the uptick. You'll be able to Google and see yourself on the first page of the search results. So those are the main factors, the main benefits to it. But, again, the long-term benefit is, like, you're Google verified forever. So you won't ever have to go through that mess again. And so that's huge. You know, you always have your reviews up there. You always be in a place where people can actually look you up and verify that your business is legit. And that's definitely going to give them peace of mind when considering hiring you for a job, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, cool, man. Well, what do you need from me now?
I need to secure the first month's payment. So you could do that using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Do Visa.
Okay. And is it under Tyler Dill, or does it have the business name on it? Or both?
No, this is personal. Tyler Dill.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send the invoice receipt over too, so that way you can write it off later.
Yeah.
Yep. And then billing address is the same as the street address for the PIN verification?
Yeah, 9655 West Colfax Avenue.
Got it. Lakewood. 80215?
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, 4347.
Okay.
6920.
Okay.
4251.
4251, okay.
6250.
6250. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year? Oh, sorry.
Expiration 0926.
Okay. And then 3-digit code on the back.
926.
Okay. Did you have a question? I feel like I cut you off.
Yeah. So the you can go ahead and run that. But yeah, the card, I'm just waiting. So we just opened up a new business account with KeyBank.
Uh-huh.
And I'm awaiting my card with them. So once I get that card, I'm going to request.
Call me direct. Yeah, you could always do it through your app too. There's a billing section in there if you're not comfortable. Sometimes we tell people the only time you got to give your card over the phone is when you first sign up. But if you'd rather do it over the phone, you just call me directly and it could do it. If you try to give it to like one of our reps, when you call in, they'll tell you got to come through me anyway. They'll just transfer you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Let me just adjust this. It's always good to have a business account, especially if you're putting yourself in position to get a lot more transactions going. It's crazy to like keep up with all that paperwork, and you want to make sure like the end of the year you could just give that to your CPA and you got all your write-offs right there, you know. Last thing you want to do is owe taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, it's a no-no.
I got fucked myself this year, dude. I definitely owe.
It's hard to keep up with the receipts. That's why it's so nice to have the business account, because it's just like, okay, you know, when you're like at the pump or, you know, something's going on.
Yeah.
You can put it on that. Yeah. And then you don't have to track all the receipts and everything, you know? I remember back in the day, I made that mistake. Our family's had a tree company, like from my grandpa used to do it, like way back in the day. And I made that mistake where I just wasn't collecting the receipts, and then my parents got pissed, so. And then I was just like, yeah, I'm going to school. I don't want to be cutting trees forever. Probably about like my 7th, 8th grade summer, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this, you guys. I'm sorry. The buck stops here. All right. So the payment's processing, but while we're waiting for that to go through, they'll send you a confirmation with the outline of the agreement in writing, too, when it clears, so you'll get a text. But I'm going to walk you through this voice verification just as an added form of protection because the discounted pricing structure. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay. Good.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. Tyler, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Coltex Roofing and Gutters.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Tyler Dill, and I am the owner of the company.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Coltex Roofing and Gutters today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 24 to 48 hours. I will share this with you. Like, we could see in the analytics, the guys with the best response time on, if you answer the live call, your conversion's like 90%. Because they basically made up their mind, you know? Yeah. But if you're not answering them, you might lose them.
Yeah, I've been selling cars and RVs.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
I've been selling
if you can sell cars. If you can sell cars.
I'm not a roofer, bro. I'm a salesman. Just so you know, I'm not a roofer. I am 100% just a really cold salesman.
You'll kill this. Usually once you set up an appointment to meet with them, then it's kind of a done deal at that point.
Yeah. I'm way better at closing face to face. I sold DirecTV when I was 18 over the phone, and I was number one for the whole company. Sales. This is for all of Lubbock, Texas. I was number one, and I was 18 years old, but dude, it's so much easier to close face to face. If you're presentable, you can carry yourself well. And face to face, it's really easy. That's why roofing I've done so well at roofing is because I can be in their house and meet them face to face. And I can sell way better that way.
I feel like that would be a lot better. I feel like people could just see me, they'd be like, yeah, he's a nerd. I could definitely handle his marketing. Yeah, that'd probably be a lot easier. People tell me that a lot. They say, oh, you're great at what you do. And I'm honestly, I'm in a really easy industry, I feel like, where it's kind of hard for businesses to thrive nowadays without having this, you know? So it's not
most of the time. For y'all's call. I knew you guys were going to call me at some point, and I was I didn't know if it was going to be Google directly. And my buddy, who I started the last company with in Texas, he said it was going to be Google directly. So then when, I guess, Tara, she got on the phone and she said,
if anybody ever calls you and says that they're Google, their pants are on fire. They're just, Google, we can't even say that, and we're a premier Google partner, but also Google will never call any business, even the larger accounts they have. We do Sunrun and Solar City, the two largest solar companies across the United States. We have all their locations across the United States, Extra Space Storage Company. I don't know if you've heard of Extra Space, but we have all their units. Those are just ones that I've done myself, but even the large commercial ones, Google doesn't, even McDonald's, Google doesn't take care of their advertisement campaigns for the franchisees.
So let me ask you, let's say here come storm season, I want to ramp things up big time. That's why I'm trying to get this all set up this month, is because storm season in Colorado starts in June. Texas storm season starts in March and April.
Texas has been so crazy the last couple of years.
It's been nuts. But
and
I'm wanting to, we're going to do a slow kind of move into this, but I'm going to probably put a ton of money into this for advertising.
Yeah, when you're ready to ramp up, the methods of ramping up, outside of what you already have, would just be Google Ads or a Google Guarantee. That's the only way. For a local listing, you're getting the maximum amount of exposure that you can get with this campaign. It's also dives into your social media. You have Facebook ads available to you through this campaign. You have Yelp, you have Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Bing. Our popular directory.
How to combine, how to do the Google ad, the Facebook ads through all this?
Yeah, we build it, host it for you, and we do a bi-weekly posting. We basically ask you to send in photos as often as you can for the jobs that you're doing. But
So, you know, I just kind of realized something, right? So, like, I'm gonna just, because I'm trying to understand something here, and I was misunderstanding something. You mentioned Google Guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's at the very top of the
correct
page. It's says mm-hmm. Google Guaranteed.
It's our newest product. It just rolled out last year. Like, that's only a year old. No, no. Google Guaranteed is a different campaign. That's pay per lead. So you pay for every individual lead. That's what I was saying. The only way to grow from here, this is a local listing, so you'll be one of those guys next to the map there. But the Google put our ad.
That would be just so I can follow you. That would be, so I'm looking right now. I typed in roofing in Denver, and it popped up Roofers Wheat Ridge, just based on the zip code. But then
so you'll see Google ads are sponsored, and then there's Google Places, which are the guys next to the map. There's only a few of them that show there on the first page. So you'll be one of those guys with this campaign at $2.99 month to month. It
at
covers your
front. I'll be under the tab that says businesses with the map.
Correct. Google Places.
All right, cool. And then what if I want to go to Google Guarantee?
So that one, it's a different campaign. Yeah. So it's $2.50 application fee. Here, let me pull up the cost.
I'm interested in that.
Okay. No worries. Let me get you the numbers, though. I got to plug in the zip. What zip code did you just search in? Just to give me a zip code.
Well, my office is 80215.
Okay, so let's just go 80215. And then we'll go roofing. Where you at? There it is, roofer. Estimate budget per lead. Okay, so the leads are $40 to $60 in this area per lead.
Okay.
Okay, now Google wants a starting budget of 13 leads. So that means you'd be looking at about $780 to start it out.
And I'm good with that, but how do they track that, right? So I'm looking on Google. I typed in roofing in Denver, and I see this first one that pops up. He's at the very, very top. It's Interstate
mm-hmm.
Roofing.
Mm-hmm.
And I click it.
Well, if you click it, it's gonna. Did you click to call it?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't call it, but like, what were they determined to be a lead?
Yeah. So you have an interview. So like, okay, you'll go through a background screening first. That's the first and foremost thing. Okay. So they'll send you, it's $250. They send you the application for Google Guarantee. You got to pass that background screening. It usually takes about 2 to 3
mm-hmm.
weeks. Okay. They're also going to do an interview with you on what you consider a qualified lead. Like if you're like, hey, I only do metal roofs. They have to be over this. If it's not over 10 grand, don't even bother me with it, right? You know, that's basically what that's about. Okay. So when somebody clicks on that, those Google Guarantee guys, they try to match that person with somebody in the Google Guarantee campaign. They're not just going, hey, I want to call this guy. I mean, if the homeowner's adamant about specifically talking to that business, then absolutely, you know, we'll call you up with that person on the line. But the only time they'll actually charge you the lead fee is if you agree to go out and meet with them. We have a face-to-face.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where does the homeowner step this? Like, how does the homeowner inquire about this? Like, how do you get the lead? How does Google or whatever?
Yeah,
Google
the incentive to the homeowner in the Google Guarantee campaign is that we'll insure their project. Like, Google, it will actually back it. It's called the Google Guarantee. Like, if you look up what is Google Guarantee, Google's guaranteeing that homeowner that we vetted you. And that you've gone through that background screening, right? And then also it gives them a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job. So if something happens like later on or like the gutter falls off and it's like going to cost them another $500 and they just hired this guy off Google Guarantee to fix it, like Google's covering it. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. We'll send them back out there. We'll get it fixed up for you. So that incentivizes them to go with that Google Guarantee campaign. It's just a little extra insurance. We know, like, hey, I'm not getting a serial killer around my family. I got this extra insurance if something bad happens and I need to get it fixed.
Yeah, so here, let me try to rephrase it. So how does the homeowner,
mm-hmm.
so like I'm on here, Google Guarantee right now, when I click call Interstate Roofing, is that going to be deemed as a lead to Interstate Roofing?
No, okay. No. The pay-per-clicks, it would.
How did they get the lead?
The pay-per-click guys, it would. Yeah, so you'll actually, there's an answering service. So it's actually an answering service. Like, I'll say, hey, thank you for
contacting.
Who
do they call?
It's a Google Guarantee representative. So each one of us has like a representative that has either Google certification or has gone through that program in order to actually like screen them. Like we have a guy in-house, Perry, and he's the only one that I know of. The other ones, they don't really talk too much. I've been here 10 years. I don't know all of them. to be honest. There's like 400 people that work here. but I know Perry's one of them. I know he specifically does that. And he'll actually pre-screen them. So he like talks to, he just sits down there and talks to like potential homeowner prospects. And then we try to connect
them. Okay, all right. That's what I was wondering. So like, mm-hmm. I see the Google guaranteed listings mm-hmm. for roofing companies, but essentially if you sign up for this, if you get with the Google guaranteed program as a contractor, they will find the leads for you and present your leads, say, hey, we got your lead, and that's when you pay your...
Yes. And it's not like Home Advisor, so you're getting like a live customer on the line. Like, we're actually calling you up with our rep, like Gary, and that homeowner on the line. And then if you agree, like, okay, I think this is a good fit, schedule an appointment. Exactly. Yeah. If you're like, okay, I agree, this is a good fit, let's go out there tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and they go, okay, we're going to charge you 60.
Yeah, I'm good with that. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Let's get that, put that a note in there too. I want to go ahead and get an application for Google Guaranteed as well. But I guess let's get approved. I mean, let's get verified first, and then we can get Google Guaranteed.
The local listing's easy. If you want to do Google Guaranteed, I could do it. It's just $250, and I could send you the application for that. They won't charge you the $780 until you've already gone through your background screening and agreed to accept your first appointment. So that's the cool thing about it too, is like you get a guarantee of 13 leads with your 780, but you don't actually get charged at 780 until you accept the first one. That first one could be a $10,000 job that just pays for the next 12 leads that you're guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all for it, dude. It makes a little sense, but I need to see, I guess, send me the criteria that they're looking for to be Google guaranteed. I want to make sure that my company meets it. I don't know if they're going to, is it like you have to be in business for a certain period of time or anything like that?
Honestly, as long as you're not like a serial killer, I mean, I had a guy that had two DUIs and he passed it.
Well, yeah, I got a felony possession of marijuana, but it doesn't matter. I'm in Colorado.
Yeah, and we're in California.
Not
like half the guys in here.
I know. I came out to Colorado and I filled out an application for a lease and I had to disclose that with them and they laughed at me. I was like, in Texas, I got a felony possession of marijuana. And they started laughing. I was like, oh, it's like that out here? They're like, yeah. Like,
I couldn't work.
I couldn't sell cars at 50% of the dealerships in Texas because I have possession of marijuana.
Google Guarantee's only been around for a year. And for the whole past year, I haven't had one person that didn't pass their background screening.
All right, go ahead and send it to me. I'll fill it out.
You want to do it? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's $250. No, it's going to charge you another $250. Okay. All right. Hold on.
If you think I'm going to be good for that, yeah, let's do it. I mean,
You're a roofing contractor. I mean, they're the ones that are the most profitable because it's like one roofing job. It takes care of the marketing for the year, you know?
Yeah.
And the rest of it's just uphill or downhill, I should say.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll pay the $250. They approve me. They approve the application first, and then we wait on a background check, right? And then once the background comes back here in a couple of weeks, I can buy my 13 leads. And then also, while I'm waiting on my 13 leads, I'll be at the very top as Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, they'll have you up there until you accept your first client. So we'll get it all up and running, and then once you accept that first appointment and you're going out there, they'll activate it. They'll never activate and charge that $780 without your consent first. So.
Yeah, so, and then just to verify, because I really like that these companies are with the green check mark next to them.
Yep,
as
you'll have
sponsor.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's when I am, I fill out the application and I buy leads, that's when I get the green check mark. Is that correct?
Yep. Correct.
Okay.
No, you'll have a check mark up there right when you go through the background screening. So once that's good, they'll put it up there and you'll have the check mark. And then that guarantees the potential homeowners that insurance policy from Google. So I'm going to send you the application. Here it comes. All right. And then you'll have a separate charge for $250. The $250 is just a one-time charge for the application fee. It's separate from your local listing, even though we're hosting both of them. They are two separate programs. So you have your Google Business profile, and then the Google Guarantee is its complete own profile.
Yeah.
Okay. But your reviews will transcend from your local list.